Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation, as always. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, the show is at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. If you're listening on an Apple device, a Spotify, Audible, Stitcher, all of those different places, give us a rate and review and support the show because we appreciate all of that. It is absolutely fantastic, the growth. And shout out to the people in the Philippines who have been keeping us in the charts there, which is huge for us. Philippines basketball, love it. So shout out to everyone there in Switzerland and also the Aussies there that have been chiming in. It's been fantastic. As well as all of our listeners from all over New Orleans and the rest of the United States. Shout out to everyone. It is great to see the growth of the show as we continue to trend upwards. We'll keep getting these shows out to you live and free after every show and after every game, pardon me. And loving the support. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, game two of Summer League is in the books. We head towards game three. We're going to preview that as well as recap all of the news in between game two. Well, recap game two and the news in between that. Not some good news, which is, well, we would have all seen. We'll start with that. EJ Liddell, pick 41 in the draft. One of the steals, they've said, that everyone was saying, fallen maybe almost 15 picks to us at 41. Has torn his ACL officially, is out indefinitely. A guy that has first round potential. We heard in the introductory press conference that Trajan would have taken him in the first round last year. They were surprised that he fell to them at pick 41. It's been well publicized, the difficulty trying to find a roster spot for him. I don't know whether or not a two-way was offered to him. He had not signed a contract, but in the third quarter of the game yesterday, he tore his ACL, which is not ideal at all. As I said, out indefinitely. A bit of a cloud around it. He did go off in the second quarter after jumping for an errant Najee Marshall lob, landing awkwardly on his ankle, and went to the locker room and then came back. And so it was all, oh no, not EJ. And then he came back and everyone was like, happy days. He was then in a simple post-up where the defender pushed off against him. His legs seemed to buckle underneath him and twisted in an awkward angle. And, yeah, unfortunately, the ACL went and had an MRI, and that was confirmed this morning. Yeah, not good news. Real shame. A guy with a lot of upside, a lot of promise, a guy that could have stolen rotation minutes this year, but for the injury. I know they were interested in trying to create a roster spot for him, and whether that was via a trade, etc., to be able to do that. That seemed to be the only way to really go through and do that. So, I mean, it leaves us in a bit of a question mark as to how the Pelicans will react, to how they'll look after EJ's surgery's not scheduled yet. I was tweeting with a few guys today, and I suggested that perhaps they might be able to apply for a disabled player's exception for him. But, I mean, I hit up Schmidt Dua, who is well-publicized as being one of the guys who knows about all these different mechanics of how the roster works. He said it's not a valid mechanism because his salary, if given a roster spot, is a minimum contract, so there's no real flexibility gained because the minimum exception always exists. And that being moot because they have only a two-way spot and that's not signed anyway. So that was helpful, and shout out to him for coming to the rescue and helping us out with that. As he knows the intricacies of all of this, I've never claimed to be a capologist, and nor will I. Maybe one day I'll learn about all of that sort of carry on. But yeah, disappointing nonetheless. We'll see what happens in the coming days as to how EJ goes about this, and if the Pelicans, I don't know, offer him a two-way and he sits there. At the moment, we've still got a spot on one of those contracts, throw him a bit of cash and help him get back on his feet and recover from that ACL. Yeah, that was the news coming out of the game. I mean, besides that, it was like chalk and cheese compared to the first game. Pelicans win 101-73 against the Atlanta Hawks. Trey Murphy starred and gave us a 30-piece. He looked like a man playing against boys in that one. He was really, really good. And, just disappointing. A bit of a sour note with EJ getting injured. But what did we like? Well, what I liked was the intensity. We had a different starting lineup, obviously with Dyson being held out with that crook ankle. He won't be seen in Summer League anymore. Neither will Trey and Najee after this game, and neither will Jose, who had a big enough workload in Puerto Rico. He just gets to go and have a bit of fun in Vegas. So we had a starting lineup with Jared Harper in place of Dyson Daniels, and then, yeah, the remainder was the same. Carlo Makovic actually was out as well. He got 5 stitches in his hand. So, the lineup had shifted a little bit with Tyreek Jones coming in at the center spot, and he played very well. Jared Harper ran amok. He was fantastic. He had 14 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists, and 1 steal. And, I criticized him in the other game. Maybe that's just because we weren't making shots, but he absolutely chopped. He also got 14 points on only 5 field goal attempts. He got to the line 12 times and scored 9 of them. He was just a man on a mission. He wanted to get downhill, and he made an absolute mockery of them, of the defenders. At times, they couldn't do anything but foul. And honestly, he was a bright spark as that Robin to Trey Murphy's Batman. Trey Murphy just got going in the inside. He really did start in the inside out. We saw a nice little floater. We saw embodying up in the paint. He really looked bouncy, he looked athletic, and those, I suppose, overexcitement turnovers that he had in the first game were gone. He was all business, and in that second half, he just got going, hit 3 threes in this one, 7 of 9 free throw attempts. What you love to see is he got 9 free throw attempts, only 2 turnovers, and a plus 19 on the night. He was just excellent, and now he gets to go and enjoy his holiday in Vegas, or go home, or do whatever he wants, because he's done. And he would have to be up there with some of the best players in Summer League and really prove that he deserves more minutes this year, and we'll see what happens with that. Another good player, Najee, in 23 minutes, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 10 shooting. He had 4 turnovers, but he was still plus 20 on the night. That's just how good we played against this Atlanta Hawks team that just could not get anything going at all. It was nice to just put them to the sword early and just continue to, you know, finish them off, which was nice. And we really did outperform them for all 4 quarters. Jones starting at center with 11 points and 9 rebounds, 4 blocks, and he looked awesome. There was a big double-handed block at one point, which was sick. He is very bouncy and a very good player, and I like what he brings. I don't know whether or not he's a candidate for either this other two-way spot, should EJ not be given it, but he was looking really good and held his own in that center position. EJ Liddell, 12 points. He had 12 minutes. He had 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and hit all of his shots. He looked good. And that's the sad thing, is he looked really confident in this one. He was getting the ball. He was featured more. He looked strong. And then his knee gave way. And it's disappointing that it went out that way, because we were really excited to see what we would get from him this year. That's the way it goes, I guess. A guy that I loved and played for the squadron last year, John Petty Jr., he had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. One of those basketball fantasy stat lines that you love. He hit 3 of 6 from 3 and was unreal when he came on. He hit 2 threes straight away, and he actually hit 2 more, but he had his foot on the out-of-bounds line. So he sort of did himself a mischief. He could have had double-digit scoring, but did a bit of everything, looked really confident, and you know he looks great. I mean, I don't see why he couldn't take a step up and play in this league either, and as that 3-and-D sort of guy, he looked really good. Plowden, 23 minutes, 16 and 6. He tried to hammer the ball down on a few guys at times. Big dunks, big putback. He's very bouncy. Looked really good as well. And yeah, another guy that this is only one two-way spot, but everyone's vying for it. Big Zach Hankins, 6-2 as the backup center. We saw him at Birmingham last year. He can do a bit of everything, stealing 2 blocks. Sebron, only 11 minutes and only had 2 rebounds, missed his 1 shot. Maybe we'll see more of him going forward with Trey and Najee sitting down. He is the only two-way guy that we have signed, and so far hasn't shown much. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, and as to whether or not he gets a bit more confidence and starts to contribute a little bit more with more minutes and more opportunity, maybe with the ball in his hand a little bit more. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. So, after the break, we're going to come back. We're going to preview the next game. We'll have a few final thoughts on Summer League in general, and we'll talk about the governor's meeting today that happened, and all the new rules and discussions and things like that. So, don't go anywhere. After the break, we'll be back after these few messages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here. Before the break, we talked about the game against the Atlanta Hawks. The guys really had a crack, smashed them by almost 30 points, and really impressive, honestly. The only downside, I suppose, was EJ Liddell's knee buckling underneath him and confirmed ACL. Now we've put that in the rearview mirror and, you know, we have to just live with it. Next game is against the Wizards. Another early game for me, 6 a.m., whereas it'll be, I guess, 5 p.m., an afternoon, an evening game for you, late afternoon in New Orleans. So enjoy that against the Washington Wizards. They are currently playing okay, I think. I think they had a win, but I could be wrong. We'll have a quick look. Yep, they beat the Suns, and they also lost to the Pistons. So, you know, they're the same as us. We'll come out and play our hardest, no doubt. It'll be really good to win another one and, you know, stay in that winner's list and let the other guys, that not the NBA guys, step up and try to earn a spot, try to earn a two-way deal. And no doubt they're chomping at the bit to get that bigger feature in the summer league. So, what do we want to see? We want to see lots of ball movement. We want to see 0.5 offense. I don't mind the up and down running that we got into a bit in the last game, but we don't want to try to have a guy be playing hero ball. I think when you lose your guys of quality like Trey Murphy or Najee who have played in the NBA. These next guys have to be aware that they're going to have to play together. I mean, Washington, I don't know many of these guys. I don't think there's any that stick out to me as someone that I know. Isaiah Todd is one of the starters there. And that's about all that I know. But they've been winning and they've been playing good basketball. So it'll be interesting to see how we come out and respond. Also, no more injuries. We've had enough. Summer League can be cancelled if we have any more. We're right on the limit with the roster. So let's not do that. Lots of ball movement. Let's hit some threes. Let's have fun. And we'll see more highlights of all of the guys out and about in Las Vegas. One guy that did appear in this on the sidelines of this second game was Brandon Ingram. He's now in Las Vegas as well. And we're seeing from all the photos of the Pels 12 crew, they're having the time of their lives meeting everyone, and shout out to them for having such a good time. I'm very jealous. Now, the other thing that I wanted to preview was the NBA Board of Governors, which is the new name for the owners. They have met and they had their meeting that they have every year, and they are getting rid of the transition take foul. I have been begging for this all season. It is the most ugliest, horrible foul that you can do. There is now a heightened penalty when a defensive player commits a transition take foul, which is an intentional foul committed by a defender to deprive the offensive team of a fast break opportunity. So, they're going to be bringing that in. What will happen is the offensive... So, this will start this season coming. The penalty for a take foul now, a foul in which the defender does not make a play on the ball. So that's going to be the little asterisk. That's what stops you. You're allowed to do it if you're going for the ball. to stop a transition scoring opportunity, which exists when following a change in possession. The offensive team is continually advancing the ball while it has an advantage based on the speed of the play, the position of the defenders, or both will be as follows. So, turnover happens, bloke goes to go and dunk it, take foul happens. The offensive team will be awarded one free throw, which may be attempted by any player on the offensive team in the game at the time that the foul is committed. The offensive team will retain possession of the ball. The defensive player who commits the take foul will be assessed a common personal foul. So, before, it was just a regular side-out foul. Now, it's basically like a tech or a defensive 3 seconds, any of those sort of fouls, flagrant, I guess, you get possession and the ball, which I like. I think it is the worst single, well, probably close besides flopping, the worst thing that came out of this year was this take foul. I thought it was like, let them dunk on you. You turn the ball over. If you can't get back in defense, well, play better. I thought it was just such a cop-out. I'm looking forward to seeing that policed. Now, under this new rule, and there's a little asterisk. Under the new rule, teams may commit a take foul during the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter and the last 2 minutes of any overtime period, regardless of whether the foul occurs during a fast break, without triggering the heightened penalty. This exception will allow the defensive team to use the tactic of, intentionally fouling in the last 2 minutes. I've no issue with that. That's fine. You know, they're going to muck around fouling like that anyway, so that's fine. Make sure that it's umpired properly, and we'll be fine. What else did the governors talk about? Well, they also talked about the NBA play-in tournament that will be staying. We are going to have the 9th and 10th thing, which we love. That's been awesome. That's locked in. There were also discussions of an in-season tournament, which is going to be really interesting. It may come in the year after next. Essentially, it's trying to take away the monotony of January, February, March. You know, we're getting that grind and the games are a bit like, oh, here's another one. 82 games is a bit long. So instead, they'll do some extra in-season. It's like how the soccer does it in Europe. Yeah, and you have something to play for in the middle rather than guys starting to blow it up. They could get a little cash bonus and things like that, I imagine. We have had that in the NBL. The Australian NBL has an in-season tournament. What's it called? The NBL Cup or something. We all call it the Melbourne Cup because it always happens in Melbourne. And essentially, it still counts. It's still your regular games. It's not additional games on top. It's just the regular schedule. And from there, that counts to, they just nominate 10 games or whatever it is, and the schedule works in a way that allows you to win in the standings. And whoever wins the most out of those games wins the NBL Cup. Now, I don't know if that's how the NBA is going to do it. They're talking that there could be like a single elimination at the end with all the teams contributing in top 10 and then a top 2. So maybe it will be additional games. I don't know. But keep an eye out for that. They're trying to keep it entertaining, and it means that the bottom feeders can continue to compete for something instead of just blowing it up and not being as exciting. So we'll see what happens there. So besides that, I think we're there. I think we're going to leave it at that. Interesting times for the NBA. We'll see what happens. Shout out to EJ Liddell. That is just terrible news. Next week we have, I'll do a show after the game, but next week we are going to have a very fun podcast organized for Monday night my time. So you'll get it, I suppose, Monday morning in New Orleans. Keep a lookout for that. We've got some fun guests coming on. Also, I put a post up. We're doing a mailbag show. Keep an eye out on the socials for that. If you've got any queries or anything, like I'm happy to talk about Australia. I'll talk about whatever you want, any of the slang that you've heard me talk about. I don't know what else you want me to talk about. The law, we could do that. We could talk about basketball, whatever, but we're going to do a mailbag show. Shoot me a DM at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, and your question will be answered. No dramas at all. I'm an open book. The mailbag is open. Australia Post is delivering, probably not on time, but it is delivering. And we're going to leave it at that. So good luck to the Pelicans, the Summer Pelicans tomorrow. Bright and early for me, so we'll do a chat after that. As always, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. At Ethos Pelicans is Twitter. At Lyle Swithenbank is Twitter for me. And stay safe and bye for now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save.